Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. This podcast is for the fans that know what happened and they want to know why and they want to know how. And I completely ripped that off and I am okay with that. Amanda, how are you today? Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. I'm doing okay.
That's good. That's good. Feeling better. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Whitney, how are you?
I'm good. I love the way Amanda answers questions. It cracks me up. Yeah, I suppose.
I suppose
We missed you.
Thanks.
that we
We
did.
really enjoyed Annabelle, though, even though I called her Amanda by accident once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to talking to you on here. And it's not an insult.
No. It was kind of funny though, because she did like slightly. It was like a slight insult because she's like, I'm so used to interrupting Amanda.
Yeah, I do it a lot, not meaning to. I'm
It's okay.
sorry.
It's really not. Oh. So, Amanda, you missed last week, and I'm sure you had to watch all 10 episodes to get caught up.
I read summaries. I didn't watch them all. Sorry. I didn't have
Yeah.
time.
So, what'd you think? What'd you think about these episodes? We watched 159 to 163 this week.
You're all right. It got the plot moving along quite a bit, I think. I mean, the last set seemed like it did that pretty well as well, but I wasn't expecting, I guess, in general, this to be so like God focused. I guess it makes sense if you think about it because they're in the sky, but it's like, oh, there's a lot of God stuff going on around here.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. I'm not. Anyway, Winnie, how about you? What did you think of these episodes?
Well, it's not my favorite arc so far. They were okay.
Yeah.
I liked, I wish we could spend some more time with Nico Robin. I want to know more about the island. I find her interest to be the same as mine. Like, I want to know about the history and the glyphs and the, like, I'll say this later, but she said something about, do you know how old this place is? I have chills. And I was like, that's how I feel when I see like history stuff, you know, and archaeology stuff. It makes me so excited. So I want to know more about the history of the place and the lore. And they talked about it a little bit. I think it was Sky Knight. I can't ever remember his name.
Dawnfall.
But Gonfall. He talks about like how the island came to be or how the upper yard came to be. So I really like that part of it. I like a lot of lore and stuff and world building. So that was probably my favorite part. But the rest of it, I'm just like, let's go. Like, I don't fully, because like we haven't seen God yet. And I want to know who's behind everything and why it is the way it is. And I don't know. A little slow.
If it makes you feel any better, we will see him for next week's episodes. So.
Okay. Because for some reason, I thought you said last time that we were wrapping it up this time. And
No,
then I
no.
was like, we did not do
No,
that.
I said we're getting close to the halfway point.
Oh, geez.
Halfway.
Yikes.
Yeah.
How did I misunderstand you so poorly?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Okay. 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 Well, it
Yeah, because
better. I wanted to pick up some.
I think the arc ends at like 192 or something. So with these episodes, we have about 30 left. Or after these episodes, we have about 30 left.
Oh,
Yay!
okay.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
right.
it sounds like a lot, but if you think about it, it's not that much. I mean, we'll be done with it by the end of February, if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
See, it's
Yeah.
not that far.
Okay, if I get to see Zoro in a blue tank top for that long, I think I might be okay.
I do like that outfit change.
Oh, I know, right?
I think he pretty much does wear that the rest of the arc too, so I think you're
The
good there.
goggles.
I
I
even
don't
like
love the beet shirt that Sanji is wearing though.
oh,
Looks
the
like
pink and
beets.
red.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's like
it's
slices of
different.
beets.
You know what I thought was weird is when it focused a lot on his legs and he's wearing like black Bermuda shorts and you
Yeah.
can see the hair on his legs and his
And
little
he's
like
got little
slip on
belly
loafers.
flight belly
Yeah. I'm
flaps, yeah.
just like, what's up with the legs, Sanji? What?
Don't know. I was like, what are those shoes?
And I can tell already that Nami's boobs are getting bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we didn't need to do that.
Hadn't
But
noticed.
sure.
I hadn't.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with you both. I said last week's episodes were slow. These were slower. Like, it just not my favorite set of episodes for sure. Like, base it felt like at the in the first episode then in 159, it felt like everybody got to their spot and then just stayed there for the entire five episodes. So it almost felt like there
Yes.
wasn't necessarily a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it was slow. It just felt like everybody was taking so long to do everything in these episodes, and none of it felt super, like, I don't know, consequential, I guess you would say.
Yeah, because they're
So.
still trying to get judged or whatever.
The challenge is still happening. Like, it's not moved much.
No, I thought it would have moved a little further, but
Yeah. Well, I
moving
mean,
on.
I can. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the last episode, I felt like some things, I don't want to say finalize the challenge, but really made a difference in the challenge. So I don't know. We'll see. 'Cause it, I mean, the question is like, if somebody succeeds in the challenge, do they get to leave? Like, are they let go?
Or do they
Has
just
anybody
face
ever
the next one?
succeeded? What?
I said, or do they just face the next one?
Yeah, like I guess we'll see because I'm sure they'll get through it somehow. But I don't know. I felt like Luffy was pretty underwhelming these episodes compared to usual.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he was definitely thrown off a little bit. For sure, in these episodes. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't a whole lot that happened. I guess there were a couple characters that I was just like really enjoying them in these episodes, even though they weren't around much. I was still really liking them and they were cracking me up with some of their lines. But a lot of others, I was like, yeah, this is taking a while. I would appreciate a little move on here. Okay, so we can go ahead and jump into 159. Luffy, Sanji, and Usopp arrive in Upper Yard and navigate the Crow through the many traps that were waiting for them. Elsewhere, the rest of the crew has been dropped by the crab on the sacrificial altar. After some clumsiness by Chopper, Zoro is forced to jump in the cloud water and save him from some sort of sky shark. He's able to hold it off until he gets back to the altar. Looking around, the altar is surrounded by these sharks. While it is not the most pressing concern, escaping the altar through these shark-infested clouds is something that they are going to have to think about for the future. Zoro decides to go look around the forest to see if maybe he can find this god. Robin decides to go as well and look around for more ruins. When Nami hears Robin mention valuables, she decides to tag along as well. The episode closes as Luffy, Sanji, and Usopp approach a fork, forcing them to decide if they want to tackle the ordeal of swamp, steel, string, or spheres. Winnie, let's start with you. What'd you think of 159? And I said what you would. I haven't done that in weeks. Damn it.
What you so I don't okay, let's start with the crow. I don't know why they hate the crow so much. I love crows, and I don't understand what their aggression is about here. Although I did realize a little bit into it that it is kind of a slow moving boat, but like. The other one probably would have been too, right? That he wanted, I think it was a gondola or something. Gondolas aren't fast.
I would say you are probably correct. The only thing I would maybe because the gondola was a bigger boat, maybe it has bigger dials on it to help it move faster. I don't know.
Mean,
That's the only thing
maybe,
I
but
could think of.
they all kind of looked, I don't know. I think they're just being jerks about it because I like crows and it's a good boat. So do you guys remember when they were talking about Jaya? I think they were talking about Jaya here. And I said, I wonder if that's like Mayan, because it's very rainforesty and like that parallel is being drawn. And looking at like where the ship is moored there on top of the altar, it looks very Mesoamerican to me, like the glyphs and everything. So that kind of to me, I don't know. I just feel like that was more evidence that that may be what they were trying to do. So I figured maybe as Luffy and Sanji and Usopp, because everybody's so split up, it's hard for me to remember where everybody is. But as they were going into this like entrance type area with like the torches and all that stuff, they see a lot of ships sliced in half. And I was like, well, maybe it's kind of a good thing they're not in a big ship. So the crow is probably a lot
More agile,
better for
maybe.
them in this situation. Because like the pendulum swinging and that missed them a lot. And, you know, Usopp was driving the boat and I think he did a pretty decent job. Which I didn't really realize he was that good at.
I thought Luke, no, Luffy was driving the boat. Usopp was driving it later.
Well, that's what I mean. Like he drove the boat a lot in these sets of
Oh,
episodes, and he
yeah.
did pretty good. So they just have a lot of traps on the way in. Like they've got monsters. Speaking of lampreys, you guys ever seen a lamprey, like a real one?
No, I just thought it
Pictures
was
of
a
one, yeah. Oh,
big
they're
ass
so
leech.
disgusting with teeth, though.
Yeah,
Like
super gross.
sharp. They're scary. I don't like things that live in water. Okay.
This isn't a water though, it's cloud.
Well, I'm talking about the real thing, the real thing. But Nami, mad that they want to leave the boat. And then she like prays to God and she's like, I don't even like Zoro that much. And I'm like, why are you here? Why are you here? Why
I
are you
don't
with these
know.
people? I can't. I cannot stand her. I talked already about Nico Robin seeing the place and it being ancient and it gives her chills. I really like that. And I like that she's just so focused and quiet and she doesn't really say anything unless it's important. And because everything she says is important. I kind of lost it a little bit when Zoro swung across and he did the Tarzan smell, which I'm not gonna try to replicate because that's embarrassing. But then Nami does a really bad job of it and gets saved by Nico Robin in her hands. And he says that, you know, that part is what you should have done.
Yeah, that was my
Such a Nami. That
favorite part.
made me laugh.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
Was because you don't, I didn't expect that from
Yeah,
Zoro.
he's like unexpectedly funny.
He was really funny in this episode. And before Nico was like, I'm gonna go with you, I was like, Zoro should not be the only person going and exploring this island. He's going to get lost. And he even makes a comment about getting lost, and that's why he should stay in the same place or something.
Yeah.
But
And they were
then
like,
she
yeah, that
goes,
applies to you too.
yeah. She goes, and then Nami decides to go because she said there might be treasure, of course, and that's the only reason. And then they leave Chopper alone, which is the terriblest idea
Is that a
because
word,
Chopper,
terriblest? Is it not
terriblest,
worst? Worst?
anyway, idea that anyone can,
It's the worst
no.
because then he spends the whole rest of the time screaming, and I had to mute my TV.
He was, I love Chopper. I love him. I think he's a cute little baby angel. But don't leave him alone on an island in a challenge with people that want to kill you ever. Like everything he did was a bad decision. And then he just screamed. You're right. He screamed so much. And it would cut from like Usopp screaming in one scene to Chopper screaming in the next
Yeah,
scene. And I was
like, all
like, I
right,
cannot.
mute. One of my notes is just like lots of screaming, no other notes.
That like I really like Chopper. It's just it's his screaming that I'm not a huge fan of. Like I remember the first time I watched through One Piece and like when Chopper first joined the crew. They're getting ready to leave, you know, Drum Island and the what the fuck are they called? Dr. Kureha shoots the pink dust in the air, you know,
The
to,
cherry blossom.
yes, the cherry blossoms, thank you. And Chopper like starts screaming and crying. And I just remember thinking, oh fuck, we've got another screamer on the crew now. Like,
Yeah, it's a
I
lot.
like you said, I love Chopper, but I just, screaming's a lot,
But then I
especially.
was thinking, like, would it have been funny? Because I said this before one time that, like, I want it's funny that his voice doesn't change when he changes form
Yeah.
and
Yes.
doesn't get deeper when he's a bigger creature. But
When he
then I
turns
was
into
thinking it would be,
Anthony.
yeah, Anthony, yeah, Big Tony. It would be, I don't know how it would be like if he was screaming and his voice was deeper. It would just be like deep yelling.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why they left anybody, to be
I
honest.
don't
I mean, I
know.
know
That
like
was dumb.
they were worried about the ship, and the ship is gonna fall apart soon anyway, apparently, because it's in really bad shape. And he tried to fix it later, and he's not good at it. I don't know. He's not the one I would have left alone. Like, I wouldn't have left Usopp or him alone. I would have left Sanji alone. I would have left
I probably
Zoro.
would have left Usopp
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, if you were expecting
alone.
somebody to take care of the place, that is not the person I would have
Oh
chosen.
no, absolutely not.
Because he doesn't even fight really well for some
Yeah.
reason. I mean, in this episode, he doesn't put up a good fight. I
I
don't
think
know
I don't
why.
know. Chopper can handle himself pretty well. It's just there's a certain, I think that this guy that was there is more like a Zoro level person, and Chopper's just not someone that could stand up to
Or it seems
Zoro.
like he just forgets that he can get big when he's stressed.
Yeah, his stress gets in the
Because,
way a
like,
lot.
when we first met him, I feel like he was holding his own pretty well. But then, like, since then, he hasn't really.
Yeah, and he did okay against Mr. Four and Miss Merry Christmas and Alabasta too. So it's like when he gets his back against the wall, kind of, he does okay. But then there are certain spots like this where it's like, okay, there's certain things he still needs help with, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Amanda,
just not a lot of good decision making for me.
yeah,
Yeah,
I can agree with
I
that.
agree.
Amanda, what did you think of these episodes? Or I guess of this episode.
Yeah, I think this one kind of had the most like potential since everybody kind of got their, they ended up in their respective places, but then like you said, we didn't really leave those places once we got there. So I was like, oh, here we go. A new setting, but then we kind of just remained in that spot for a while. I mentioned this before, I think before we started recording, that I liked Robin's delivery of the sky shark when they were
Oh,
wondering what it was. She was like, oh,
yes.
a shark in the sky, sky shark. And that made me think that Aubrey Plaza would be a great person to play her.
Love
With the
her.
deadpan delivery.
I
She
love a
definitely has
deadpan.
those.
I'm really
Yeah.
starting to like her a lot.
She's entertaining, and I haven't even watched whatever show that is that she's on, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
I've seen very little of it, and then I just didn't continue on, but
I haven't continued on either, honestly. I don't know what it is. Amy Poehler annoys me. Like, I don't think she's a bad actress. She just annoys me. Like, it's she does. So, Yeah, I just had trouble.
Anyway.
We're gonna sit with that. Go ahead.
Okay, go for it.
What else? Yeah, pretty much kind of the same. I liked the Tarzan yell. That whole interaction was my favorite part.
It was so wild and
I know.
random.
Yeah. Yeah, I like was not expecting that at all. I was like, what the hell just happened?
It was just a moment of Zoro having fun, just for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one having fun here.
He is. He
Yeah.
absolutely is.
I mean, it seems like it would be a fun adventure to kind of just go off and do these things, but who
Think
knows?
Robin is having fun too. She's just not showing
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I can agree with that.
Yeah, I would just like to watch her investigate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like Nami is annoying. I had that note a couple of times, and I'm like, oh, well, nothing has changed. She's still a whiny, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. She really is like so bad at everything for like all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, what has happened?
I don't know.
In her defense, she is a navigator, and there's not really anything to navigate up here.
No, but she used to be like kind of smart, and like she doesn't even make smart decisions anymore. She's just like
That's true.
wild and
No, she
screamy.
seemed like more brave before, and now she's just like
She
afraid of
did.
everything.
Yeah, like
I
when
kind of
she was
liked.
with Arlong, she was so brave, and now it's like Usopp level almost. It's
Yeah, I did
bad.
like all the times that like Robin had to catch her though. Just like the
Yeah.
image of her like hands coming out of nowhere and like gently catching her was kind of amusing.
It was.
Yeah, comes in
She's
handy.
very. We both made the same chick.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. It was deserved. Whitney really took my only note on this episode. Well, and both of you did kind of the Zoro Tarzan screaming was funny. But the rest of it, I was like, not a lot's happening here. I mean, I was excited for them to get to the altar just because I knew the Tarzan thing was coming. Like that's what I was looking forward to in these episodes was the Tarzan screaming. I was like, okay, no, I'm just
That's
gonna
funny. I wonder if people ask him to do that, at the voice actor.
I don't
What
know.
if he? If I
Like,
ever meet him, that's what I'm gonna
I
say.
know, now I'm like, damn it, we should have gone to go say hi to him, but we didn't know about
Yeah.
the Tarzan yell.
Like, can you do the Tarzan yell from episode 159?
There is a moment, not in the next arc, but the following arc. It is one of Zoro's most iconic moments in all of One Piece, and I would guess that that's the moment he gets asked about a lot as a voice actor. Probably. Anyway, so yeah, I mean this episode are like. It had a couple moments for me, the stuff with Robin and Zoro and Luffy and Sanji and Usopp. I didn't really care. I could've, it just felt like all that drug on way too much and was just a lot of screaming and yeah, I didn't really care for that. So I was really only paying attention to the other group with Zoro, Robin, Nami, and Chopper. And they didn't do much there either. So yeah, I was just ready to get to the next episode. Episode 160. As Zoro, Robin, and Nami walk around, Robin points out that one reason the Upper Yard is mysterious is that this island is made of dirt, unlike the rest of Skypiea. It begs the question, what exactly is Upper Yard? Somewhere else in Upper Yard, Luffy makes the decision that they will go through the Ordeal of Spheres. Looking around, there are balls floating in the air all around them. As they continue to argue about their situation, one of the priests watches from afar. These balls are curious as they seem to be holding different dangers. Finally, the priest known as Satori reveals himself. Luffy throws a punch, and somehow Satori knows what's coming before Luffy even throws it. He dodges and sends Luffy flying by simply placing his hand in front of Luffy's face. He does the same thing to Sanji and Usopp. With the three collapsed on the ground, Satori hits the gas pedal on the crow, so it continues on while he handles the Straw Hats. Luffy tries again to take care of Satori, but he's not able to lay a single finger on him. So obviously, the fight lasts through these episodes, so we've got a decent amount of fight left here over the next several. A few episodes, but how are you both feeling about Satori and like his future telling ability and his ability to hit people without touching them? And yeah, how are you feeling
This is
about
my new cosplay. He
him?
looks like round Django, is what my notes say.
Oh,
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Like, I can just see it now, like, because I've got the hair already, and I'll just have to get some yellow goggles and, like, find out a way to make like a round, like a perfectly round suit, like cream colored suit, spray paint some low rise boots orange. Good. Good to go.
And then you got to get like some circles to put on the suit, like a tie
Yeah,
or
you get like
whatever.
some little cheap jewelry or like a, one of those big belts or whatever from Walmart, you know? And the noise that he makes, I can't remember exactly what it, but he's like, oh,
Why did I
I
do
love it.
that so well, son of a
Like,
bitch?
I could just like walk around cons and be like, ha ha, and take pictures of people. I cannot wait.
Nice.
I'll wait.
That would be really funny. It would not be, I bet you would probably be one of the only ones cosplaying him too. Like it would be a unique one for sure.
Oh yeah, and he has angel wings too, right?
He
They all have
does.
angel wings. Little ones. They're not huge, but can get those from like a Halloween store. That's my plan.
Nice.
Be fun. That's a fun one. You'll have to send
And
pictures.
I didn't realize till later on he holds a candy cane, like a really long
Ooh, I didn't notice
candy
that.
cane.
Oh, I didn't
Yeah.
notice that either, actually. Like,
He like twirls
that's
it
fun.
and it's the length of like a walking cane. But
Oh.
I feel like I could probably find a cheap walking cane and spray paint it and then put like red
Yeah.
tape around it.
Yeah, that would probably be pretty easy.
Yeah, he's weird. The noise is funny at first.
And then it gets old.
Yeah, especially when it cuts from him to Chopper, you know, to Usopp, and it's just a lot. I wasn't sure how. I say this a lot. I was like, how is Luffy going to beat this guy? Because Luffy wasn't doing too great here. So, but he figured out a way. What do you know? Spoiler.
Yeah. So what is this guy again? What is he?
He's a
He's a
priest.
he's one of the four priests.
Okay, so it seems like they can all do this mind reading thing because we see somebody else and they do it too.
Yeah, they predict the move or something.
The one that Chopper kind of fights also does it.
Interesting.
And I would guess that Gonfall is as well, whenever he's
Oh,
fighting
yeah.
later. I mean, they never actually show it, but I would guess he is. And then so it's the future telling, and then also like where he's just putting in his hand in front of them and like sending them flying without touching them. So I don't know.
I'm just
Cool.
not as interested in them as I am other quote villains.
Yeah, I feel
I
like
get that.
they're supposed to be this era's Baroque Works, but they're
Yeah,
not.
they
The
remind me a lot
priest.
of Baroque Works. You're right. You're right.
Makes sense.
They're no Mr. Two.
Oh no. Oh
No,
no.
there's only one Bon Clay. But, Whitney,
Forever and always.
what'd you think of this episode?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Zoro looks good in the tank top. It was pretty cool that, and I'm pretty sure Nico Robin made this discovery, but they see that the island is made of dirt, which I never thought about and nobody else ever thought about. So that was interesting. And it makes me wonder, especially when they were talking about the creation of the Upper Yard later, is this place older and it has dirt for a specific reason? Like, is it magical? I don't know. The whole like ride, Usopp and Sanji and Luffy and going into the tunnels and everything, that just kind of it lasted way too long. Like the decision and who was going to make the decision and whatever.
And Usopp trying to figure out what was the like easiest way to go, and
Right. And none of them are going to be easy, just like pick one. But I thought it was funny when they went off the cliff part or they went off the waterfall, whatever they came out of, and they cut to them all like being scared. And Usopp's whole eyeballs and teeth are out of his face, like separated. I thought that was pretty funny. Sanji was probably my favorite in their group because he made a lot of funny little quips and he did some good fighting. But he, when he sees Satori, he says, "Is that a talking dumpling?" And that's what I called him in my notes from then on, the dumpling priest, because I can't remember.
That's awesome. I love it.
Other than that, what I've already said, Luffy's fighting him. He's not doing a good job because the priest can like shoot some kind of aura magic thing out of his hand, and it's knocking Luffy on his butt pretty badly. And like Amanda said, he can predict everything Luffy's gonna do, so they can't touch him.
Pretty, it's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amanda, how would you think of 160?
I didn't really have a ton other than, oh, this guy's round Jango. But then
Yeah.
I kept getting confused because I was not hearing sphere. I was hearing spear. So I was like, what the hell? But then the subtitles were saying balls. So I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is they're
Balls.
doing the spear challenge, but there's balls on the word says balls, and then there's balls hanging around
Yes.
in the sky.
I can
So
see
I
where
was
that would
like,
be
what?
confusing.
Yeah, but then I like eventually heard PH and I was like, okay, now this makes sense. I don't know if that's because I was like my sinuses were clogged and maybe my ears are all screwed up. I don't know. I think I spent majority of the episode trying to figure out what was going on with
What was with the
that.
balls?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did
It
either of
did.
you guys? Oh, sorry.
No, it dragged on for a while, like you guys were
Interrupting
saying,
Amanda
like
again.
them. It's fine. I paused too long in between collecting my thoughts. It's not my turn, I'm
Recap.
sorry. No, you're good. That's all I was gonna say. It took a little while for them to choose which challenge they were gonna do, and I was like, can you just hurry up and pick one?
Yeah, please just go. They're all gonna suck. Just pick one. Yeah, I didn't to be honest, I already went over my notes. My notes was, how do we feel about Satori? Just nothing really happened in these episodes. I mean, like Whitney m mentioned, I like that Robin specifically points out that the island is made of dirt. And actually, I think if you go back to like our first episode after they get to Skypiea, when like Nami goes off and originally finds Upper Yard, she makes a comment as well. But like in the way that she makes the comment, it's like it doesn't really quite click how much it stands out there. And so like and I think even for her, I think she noticed it was made of dirt, but it just didn't stand out to her as much either. I think Robin's the first one that's like really pointing it out, and to the point where we're noticing like now all of a sudden it's a question we're asking, even though we've seen it the whole time. The question has been there the whole time. We're just realizing the question: why is this here? What is going on with Upper Yard? So it's like a very simple line from Robin, but it also asks a very large question that is going to have to be answered before we leave. And yeah, the fight with Satori, it just plain wasn't going well for anybody. I mean, Usopp was doing nothing the whole time. He was getting hit, but and like Luffy and Sanji were both trying to hit him, but neither one could lay a finger on him. So he calls it his mantra, is what he calls his foresight ability. And like we've already kind of talked about, it seems like later too, the other priest has it as well. So it's probably fair to guess that the other two priests also have it as well as Eneru, with the two that we've seen so far having it. So it's gonna be interesting to see where it goes from here, I think. Like I was definitely ready for this episode to be done, but I think that the little things in this episode were important. Okay, 161. Luffy's head is stuck in the tree, so Satori turns his attention to Sanji and Usopp, who went after the crow. One after another, Sanji, Usopp, and Luffy continue to fall to Satori. Elsewhere, a young girl runs through the forest and hides from Robin, Nami, and Zoro, even though they aren't aware of her presence. Chopper sits anxiously as a priest approaches. He instantly blows the whistle while calling for Gonfall's help. He instantly blows the whistle calling for Gonfall's help. So I noticed in this one, oh, Usopp was fighting like the three birds that popped out of the spheres or whatever, and we got a rubber band of doom. And I
Yeah.
thought it, like, I loved it. I thought it was funny. And then I realized, I was like, since when did this podcast start keeping track of all of the rubber band of dooms?
It's so funny.
It's funny.
It's
He just
like
like inserts it in the middle of all his other attacks. He's like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-
change.
Now, if I ever met his voice actor, I'd be like, do it.
Do the rubber band of doom.
Do the
Yeah.
rubber band of doom.
Be like that kid. Do the roar.
Yeah.
Rubber band of doom.
And then the other note I had was, I think toward the end of this episode, like, there's the moment where Zoro tells Nami to, like, freeze, and then, like, they're all standing there very quietly, and all of a sudden this, like, sky crocodile comes out of, like, the river or whatever that's above them and is, like, headed straight for Nami, and Zoro punches it. And I made the note that if you notice, Robin's hands are already wrapped around the mouth of the thing before Zoro can hit it. So I just wanted to point out that
Some
someone
good
was a little
teamwork.
faster on the draw. But yeah, it was good teamwork. Amanda,
Girl
what'd you
power. Yeah.
think? Amanda, what'd you think of 161?
Not a whole lot going on with it. I have like two sentences of notes for the rest of the episodes.
I know, I
And they're of
know.
no substance. It says, I am amused by these birds. They were fun. I don't know what was going on with them, but they were,
The trio birds, or what is it,
yeah.
a quartet? I don't remember.
I think there was three of them.
I think there was just three. I
Um,
don't know.
and then whatever Usopp's invention in his belt swinging across the, I knew that was, I was like, oh well, look at that. But then I'm like, now this isn't gonna go well because his inventions never go well. But then I
Yeah.
liked after the failure, the like. It was like old-timey, like silent film piano music that was playing, kind of like almost circusy.
Oh.
But yeah, that was fun. That's all I got. Birds and piano.
Yeah.
Whitney, how about you? So I can tell you were trying so hard to not interrupt Amanda.
Was not. I was laughing at what she said.
I'm okay.
Oh, you're making me look like a butthole.
No, you're not. No, feel
See,
bad.
Amanda
Don't
said
feel
I'm
bad.
not.
No, you're not a butthead, is what I mean.
Whitney, what'd you think of this episode? You gonna cry?
No.
Is it okay?
I'll cry. I did like that one of the priest moves was called Surprise Cloud Billiards. That's kind of funny because he like looked like he was going toward, was it Sanji or I think it was
I
Sanji.
think, yeah, it was.
And then it hit another one and went back towards Usopp. And these spheres, like some of them are dangerous and some of them aren't. Like one just grew a flower and he said it was a dud. I can't remember what episode that was, but
That was this episode. Actually, it's the one you're talking about. It was the one that
then.
he played billiards with.
Okay. And then birds popped out and started beating the crap out of Usopp, which is really funny. And he did a pretty good job against the birds. He beat them. So
With his
good
rubber band of
job.
doom.
Yeah. But of course, Amanda said that his belt sticks, which of course it did. I'm kind of more interested in this little girl running
Oh,
around.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to
Forgot
know
about
what
that.
her deal is, why she's scooping up dirt. Why is she running away from people? Yeah, I don't know. Chopper made me angry here for like the first time ever, because he drops the hammer. He's trying to fix the boat. He drops the hammer, and he's like got to sneak up on it because the sharks are still there. And he goes down. He slides down, which is not what I would have done.
I know, that is
Because
not the way I would have gone down those stairs.
yeah, he's like creep down the stairs, you dummy. But he slides down, gets the hammer, and stands there. He just stands there.
Mm
And it's like, if you know those sharks can jump up and get you, run back up. And of course, he sees a bird and starts screaming. He's just really bad at surviving. I just don't know how he's made it so far by himself. But he ends up blowing the whistle to get the Sky Knight to come help. And was this the one where they had this like really long montage of them talking about the whistle and who where it was? Kept. I
Yes,
think
it
so, yeah,
is.
because he was trying to decide whether or not to use it,
Oh,
right?
I hated that. I hated
I
that.
did too.
Unnecessary.
Because
Like,
it
okay,
wasn't that long
we
ago that
get
we
it.
discussed that.
Yeah, like, we get it. Let's just go on. But I don't know. Whatever. But I like the bird that this guy shows up on, the priest. It's like a giant vulture. I love vultures. I think they're so cool, and I love, and I know he's a bad guy or whatever, quote unquote bad guy. I love this bird.
Oh
That's
yeah,
it. That's
the
it.
bird's
I love
cool.
this bird.
Yeah.
Does the bird have a name? I feel like it does.
I
I
think he
think he says
used
it,
it.
but I
I didn't write
didn't.
it down.
Yeah, I didn't either. He breathes fire though.
He does.
It's
And
pretty
somehow the
cool.
priest, whenever he like stabs stuff with his jousting stick, puge no. He turns shit on fire that he stabs.
You're so eloquent.
I know. I was gonna say that is the
Fire,
this
stabby
the
stick.
it's
He turns things on fire.
the best way I could have possibly said it in like a second grade vocabulary.
Yeah. Now make fun of me,
Terriblest,
Sari, saying terriblest.
yeah. Okay, I think that's it on this episode then, right? You both have talked about it. I talked about it. Yeah, I think we're good. There just wasn't a lot to talk
I'm
about.
also sorry for anybody listening that's like, I love Sky Island.
I have
You're just
felt.
like,
I know.
then you come on here and talk about it.
Yeah, come on, Sari.
I out of all of the one, the One Piece fans that I know, and no, it's not hundreds or anything like that, but I don't know that I know anyone that has Sky Island as one of their top arcs. Like, I think everyone agrees it's not bad. It's just not as good as the others, So it's just, yeah, I don't think we're gonna hear a lot of people like trying to defend
And when he talks about everyone he knows that likes One Piece, he's talking just about Alex. Alex doesn't like Sky Island.
Hey, no, there's one more person. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, 162. Gonfall houses Konos and Paguya at his place so they are safe from Enru's reach. In the meantime, he fills them in on what pirates are. The two are shocked to hear that the Straw Hats were likely already criminals before coming to Skypiea. However, Gonfall quickly notes that because they fall out of favor with authority, that does not make them bad people. Gonfall drops what he's doing out of nowhere and takes off with Pierre. At the altar, Chopper cowers as the priest and his bird thing continue to try and attack him while continuously setting the Mary on fire. It becomes obvious that during this confrontation that this priest has the same mantra foresight ability that Satori has. He informs Chopper of five different zones that are in Upper Yard, one for each priest, and the sacrificial altar, which is accessible to all of the priests. Chopper tries to stand up to him, but it doesn't go well. Just as he's about to be handed the final blow, Gonfall arrives and quickly gets the upper hand in the fight. Amanda, what did you feel? Anything about this episode? You know what I mean?
This is the one where I wrote lots of screaming, no other notes.
Okay.
I mean, it was We've talked about it at length, I think, already so far, but Chopper's just not adept at keeping himself safe from any of these challenges. So, I mean, he had to resort to getting Gonfall out there, which is not great because it, you know, I mean, we got that reminder again that it's only uses whistle in case of emergency, essentially. So it's kind of unfortunate that we had to use it here because I feel like there probably would have been another time that collectively they might have needed that help, but now we've gone and used it.
Used it already.
Is it a one and done
I
thing?
don't know. I kind of got the feeling that was it, but I don't know.
They made it seem like that. Yeah. I don't know whether it actually is or not.
Yeah, because if so, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. That's too bad that that's the spot they used it at.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if it's needed, it's needed. Like we've already kind of talked about, Chopper was probably should not have been left there by himself. So,
That's true. Yeah.
but okay. Winnie, what about you? What do you think of this episode?
I want more of what happened in the beginning, when Gonfall was talking about Luffy and them, and he was talking about how he had a pirate friend over 20 years ago when he was still God. So that was a little more like, okay, so he's not God anymore, which means there's a new one. So that helps a little bit because I'm like, she called him God the last time we recorded. Why did she do that? Because it doesn't seem like he is. And now we know he's not. He used to be. So that makes a little more sense to me. And he talked a little bit about the people of the sky battling with the gorillas, I think he called them.
Shandorans. I
But he
Shandorians, Shandorans, but yeah, he calls them gorillas as well.
calls them gorillas, like, but like gorilla as in like
As in
gorilla
like,
fight,
yeah.
GUE gorilla. And so I want more of that, you know, like I want more of the history stuff because I found that interesting. He said that he didn't get to finish a treaty before he was dethroned by Inaru. So I found that way more interesting than anything else that was happening.
Yeah, that's a good
I'll
point.
tell
Good,
you'll get more of that next set of episodes. because I like that a lot, especially because they introduce some new people here soon. And he talks about how like when the upper yard was created, there was singing, and now there's not because there was war pretty much immediately, and one day there will be singing again. So that's interesting. I don't really know what that means for them, but I did think that the pumpkin juice scene was kind of weird.
Oh yeah. Looks good
It
though.
was
So come, I'll
so
take some of that.
out of left field. Like, and maybe not. Maybe there's something to it, but like she just in quiet walks over to the cup and just takes a drink for a very long time and is like, he was right. This is really good pumpkin juice. I'm just like, what is happening? It was a very what's her face moment. Usopp's
Kaya.
girl. Yeah, it
Kaya.
was a very
Kaya.
Kaya moment. This pumpkin
Oh,
juice is great.
that's so funny. I
Yeah,
mean, if
he's
you think
really good
about
at
it.
cultivating things. Okay. Sure. I was happy to see the fox again. That was my favorite part of that little
He was
exchange. It was
cute.
cute. She's like a Pokemon
Yeah.
because she says her own name and she's adorable. I love the fire-breathing vulture. I've already said it. And you called it a bird thing in
Yeah, I
your
did.
summary. Shame on you. But when I saw him coming on Pierre, I was like, are we gonna have a bird battle?
Bird
And yeah,
fight,
we
bird
had a
off.
bird battle.
We
A
had a
bird
bird
off.
battle. Thank
I love
God he
it.
wasn't in horse mode.
I love him. You are so mean. I love Pierre in all his forms. Anyway, I did like that Zoro told Nami to hurry because she was lagging behind, because he was growing gray hair back here. And now I can't stop thinking about what he would look like as a silver fox.
You know who
Oh
he would
man,
look like?
Pedro Pascal with green hair.
Ooh, he would look like Smoker.
Yeah, maybe a little bit,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
yeah, but what if live action Smoker is like super hot? Because he's probably gonna be, right? Because
Mean,
everybody else is hot.
everybody's hot.
Everybody's hot.
A lot of people think because of Smoker's hair that he's older. He's 28. Like,
Yeah, I never got the vibe that he was old,
yeah,
even though he had white
he's
hair.
not an old guy.
Interesting.
So, I
I
mean,
don't know what age I thought he was. I thought he was older than 28, but.
yeah. So it's probably pretty likely that they'll pick someone in that age range to play him, and possibly someone with abs, since he has a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Alan Ritchson, great pick.
I would love that. I would love that so much. He's a big beefy smoker. Woo. The only other part I really liked about it was them talking about the island and how it's separated into four parts, and each priest has their own part and they can't interfere, but the altar is whoever gets there first. So, this aviator guy on the vulture evidently got there far before everybody else. And it looked like he stabbed Chopper in the
I think he
arm.
did. Yeah, he did.
So not great. But yeah, we got a bird fight, which I was so excited about. Of course, after it started happening, I was like, eh, okay, more fighting.
And
But then he
Chopper
says
broke the Mary.
he broke it. I thought he was trying to put the fires out. Did I miss that?
No, I mean, he was trying to put the fires out, but he broke the mast in the process.
Oh, well, I
Threw it in the
mean, like I
water.
said, this ship is
Jesus
falling
Christ.
apart. I feel like
Yeah.
it's, yeah,
Yeah.
something. It's really early for the ship to fall apart.
Well, gotta have a bigger boat.
Yeah.
That was a movie reference. I don't know if you got
I got it.
Jaws, yeah.
Anyway, this priest said he was gonna do the ordeal of strings, so evidently he was one of the, you know, because we don't really know who's who except for the sphere guy so far. Or at least I don't know.
I mean,
But
you're on point there.
Gonfall has the same hand powers that the priests do. He can like, shoot that stuff out of his hand. And like I think Amanda said, he can predict, somebody said that he can predict movements as well, which I can imagine makes it a really difficult fight between two people who can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they can shut it off somehow. I don't know.
I mean, I think they can shut it off. Like, I think that they have to use it with a purpose, if that makes sense. Like, they have to think about
Yeah.
using it. It's not like
Train.
a breathing thing. So yeah, I think they can shut it off pretty easy.
Okay.
But yeah, and that, like you said, I mean, I would think that two people both using foresight gets pretty tricky. So yeah, I agree with Whitney. I mean, my favorite parts about this episode was pretty much Gonfall talking to Konus and Paguya. I thought it was kind of funny how Gonfall just like threw this wrench in everything they thought about the Straw Hats by saying, "Oh yeah, so have you heard of pirates? They are basically criminals from the Blue Sea, and while I can't say that all of them are, but they are usually marked with a skull and crossbones on the on their flag," which of course they thought of the Mary with the skull and crossbones. And so now all of a sudden, Paguya and Konus, like you can see it in their eyes, all of a sudden they're like, "Holy shit, these guys are bad people. They're criminals. They're not good." And Gonfall's like, hold the fucking phone here. Like, let's calm down a little bit." I didn't say they were bad people. I just said they were criminals. And like, I liked this whole conversation about him like providing more light on the Straw Hats, but probably in a way that is still going to help Konus or Paguya relax about being around the Straw Hats. And also he mentions that he had a friend who was a pirate that was a lot of fun. And whenever it was time for that friend to leave 20 years ago, he hated to see him go. So I'm just curious. Any guesses as to who that friend might be?
No.
Okay, we'll just leave
Thanks.
it there. Okay, we'll just leave it there.
The liar guy or Gold Roger?
just
I
gonna
don't
set
know,
my
enclave.
water. I'm just gonna set my water. Okay.
Wait, we're talking about Gonefall, his friend? He said it was 20 years ago. Isn't that when Gold Roger was executed?
Gold Roger was executed 20 years ago.
It's Gold Roger.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Episode 163. With Sanji unconscious, Luffy and Usopp continue to struggle against Satori. Elsewhere, this little girl named Aisa returns to the Shandoran village, or Shandorian, whatever. The man known as Wiper meets with the other village leaders discussing the situation in Upper Yard and how to proceed. Gonfall continues to fight the priest over the altar. Out of nowhere, he and Pierre are frozen in midair. The priest makes one last charge and stabs Gonfall clean through. He falls into the cloud water and Chopper jumps in to save him while Pierre continues to hang above. One shot from the priest sends Pierre plummeting into the cloud water as well. Luffy runs from Satori's spear dragon until Luffy discovers it's being controlled by a wire. He drags the dragon right back to Satori. Finally, Luffy is able to wrap up Satori so he can't move. As Luffy points out, it doesn't matter if you know what's coming if you're not able to dodge it. One last shot, and Sanji lays Satori out cold. So we finally got a wrap up to this fight here. Whitney, what'd you think of this episode?
Yeah. I'm more interested in the other people. I hate to say
And
that.
like Zoro and Nami and Robin.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
not
Zoro
Robin.
and Robin.
Not her, but like Luffy's fight and all that. I was like,
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
oh, they're kind of done. I she's like jumping through the clouds, so she obviously lives there and she's got the little wings. And then she ends up in what looks like a type of like indigenous modeled village. There's like what look like teepees and things like that. And her name was Aisa,
I said, yep.
I think. And there's a really grouchy guy that seems to be like their leader. And they want to get rid of a god, period. It seems like they don't want to be ruled by any god. So the woman that she was talking about Gonfall being the previous Gon. She's like, he never hurt us like before or after, and he just doesn't care. So it seems like that's going to be a new conflict that they're going to have to deal with. But I wonder what the crew's going to think about them, or if they're going to think the crew is an enemy. Because he says, like, just because he's the enemy of our enemy doesn't make him our friend. So I don't know. It seems like they don't really trust anyone, which probably for good reason, but
Like there's some history there or something like that.
yeah, there's something
Bad
up with
blood,
that.
kinda, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, the well thing was cool. I want to know more about that. Nico Robin was like had her hands on it. She's like sampling it, and she said that the tree was had like overgrown the well, so whoever put the well there didn't think the tree was going to get that big, so evidently it's really old. And then what did Nami see?
Yeah, you're
What?
just going
It was
that
something important.
it is. It's very important.
And of course
Finally.
finally she saw something. It's probably a pile of gold or some crap.
I'm pretty sure you'll get that answer in 164. If not, then 165. Like you'll get it
Well, I'm
answered
gonna
pretty
go watch
quick.
it right now then. No, I mean the dragon thing, cool. I'm glad Luffy found a way, but like I didn't even see that wire there. Come on.
I think he just got lucky and like hit it when he
Yeah.
was jumping over the dragon.
Something I don't know that I can attribute him winning this fight to him really pulling out all the stops here. I don't know. Yeah.
I like the whole time I'm sitting here watching this fight with Luffy and he takes the dragon made of balls and hits Satori right in the face with it. And I'm just like, there's a dragon needs nuts joke in here somewhere. And like
Dragon Ball Z.
it
Ah, that's what I was
was
thinking of.
I was like, there's something here. Just, I wasn't quite able to put it together. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's it.
That's
I'm
it.
glad
Okay.
that fight's over.
Yeah,
Show me the well. I want to see more about the well.
yeah.
History, maps. Show
you
me.
will definitely get all of that, Amanda.
Well, I'm glad because if not, that would be pretty bad. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Amanda.
I liked that the well. Well, I like that whole part with Robin. I like just her doing her thing, and then I wrote I
She's
couldn't
so
remember what was
interesting.
going on, but then I wrote this down. Have you guys ever watched Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates on, I forget, Discovery or History Channel?
I have not.
No,
It's so
sounds
fun. Oh my
interesting.
God, you would love it. It's he's like a fun kind of like modern day Indiana Jones kind of guy, and he goes and like looks at he goes on Expeditions Unknown, and then like it's
Ooh.
like he goes and looks at, I'm trying to think of what's a good example. Like he'll go and investigate some stuff about Stonehenge or just things like
Ooh.
that. And I think it's on it's streaming on Max. So there's like 13 seasons. It's been on forever.
Holy crap.
And he's like a funny dude. He makes like funny quips and he wears like a khaki outfit. Like he's, you know. So it's an entertaining show, but I was thinking that I want a spin-off show of Robin, like that show, doing her
Ooh, that'd be
stuff.
fun.
That would be fun.
I just.
Go
Sorry,
ahead.
something really stupid came in my mind, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
I was just kind of hoping somebody comes and finds them at the well, like from the other part of the crew, and walks up and just says, Well.
Yeah, that would be
I'm
great.
sorry.
That's my manifestation for this week,
Yes.
for next week that happens.
Then what?
Yeah.
Somebody says, well.
Well. Yeah.
Oh, well. That's so stupid.
not much
Oh.
else. I am glad that fight's over. I thought it was funny that when they're going through, I forget, it was probably the guy that they were fighting, but Sanji's now like, I'm gonna do an ordeal of love. And
Yep.
then the dude's like, ordeal of love, this guy's an idiot too.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, here we go.
Oh.
That didn't go very far.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of notes on this one either. I am excited to see kind of the rest of like this little side quest with Robin and Zoro and Nami play out to kind of get to what they discover. Sanji, I have the note as well about him and the ordeal of love, which was funny. But I'm tired of hearing the word ordeal.
Yeah.
Like everybody is saying it all the fucking time. I'm done with it. And he calls Robin a helpless lady, and I would argue that she is anything but that. At no
Yeah.
point in time in these 163 episodes has Robin ever been anything close to think that she is helpless.
No, he just
Like,
wants to be a hero. Poisoned, but that was about it. Yeah.
yes. And yeah, I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't even remember how. I think he still had the cover on, so I don't know that she was poisoned. Luffy was. Oh
Thought she
well,
got
doesn't matter.
poisoned. Oh, whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, that was really all of my notes. I was glad that the Satori fight was done, and so when I watched this episode, I couldn't remember if it was actually done or not. So when I watched the next episode, I was like, okay, thank God we're done with that fight. It was dragging on. I was dragging on. I was really getting tired of Satori and that whole thing going on. Like I was just ready to go. So again, like last week, these episodes were kind of slow. So I'm hoping next week it picks up a little bit and have a little bit more to talk about and stuff like that. Get some more information and yeah. Anything else on
Yep.
these episodes before we move on to our extra credit shit?
I think the name of this
Extracurriculars?
episode should be Womp Womp.
Womp womp. Okay.
Womp womp.
Yeah, so for our listeners, sorry that just these episodes were slow. They're just playing was not a lot to talk about in these episodes, and I know we've said that a thousand times, so sorry for the slow episode there. Hopefully next week we'll pick up a little bit. Any quotes?
A sky shark.
Sky Shark. So I actually did have a couple quotes from Robin wrote down because it is one of my favorite. Whenever she joined the crew, I mentioned she's my favorite, and there were several reasons that she was my favorite, and some of them I would not say until they came along, and we kind of got a couple of them here. So we've talked about Robin as a very down-to-earth person and everything, but one of the things she does is she has these very dark, like, just a sentence or two that are very dark and in the wrong time, and they are so funny to me. Because it's like, so when Zora was in the water or whatever fighting the sky shark, she says, if he'd been eaten, the clouds would have already been turned red by now.
Oh, yeah.
Right when Nami is about to swing across, she says, be careful, if you fall, you'll most certainly die. Like, just always got to have those really tense, just add on to the tense moments already. And it cracks me up when she does that. So yeah, I did want to point those out because those are funny. Pirate Pal.
So we're still in Skypiea, so not a lot of pirates except for our crew. But I picked bad guy of the, well, set of episodes, I guess, one of the bad guys. And I had to Google his real name, and it is Shura.
Yep, that's what I saw too. I looked him up as well because I don't know that they ever said his name.
Yeah, I don't either. I think maybe it was in the, wow, lost the word, subtitle.
It might have
But
been.
maybe not, but I Googled it anyway. And so I picked Shura, and here's a picture of him that I'm showing you guys. He wears, an old aviator cap with like the goggles, and he's got the wings on the side and a very pencil thin, sticky outie mustache, very long,
Stinky Audi.
sticky outie. And yeah, I'm his name for me is Alfonso Earhart. That's his
I
name.
love that. That's awesome.
Her long lost cousin, guess.
One of them drives a plane, the other one rides a bird
Yeah.
thing.
One of them
Okay.
seems to work out a little better.
Yeah, I
So.
guess so. And then you already said the a manifestation.
Well.
Yeah.
And they have to like casually lean on the side of the well as they arrive.
as
That so much. Would be so funny. Or well, what do we have here? Something like that. Yeah.
that would be good. Yep. I love that. Okay, piece of shit.
I don't know.
I had trouble with this one. I went with Shura. I felt like he
Yeah.
was
I will say I will agree with that because he knocked Pierre into the
Oh,
clouds.
true. Yeah,
He
fuck
did
that.
do that,
That
and
did make me mad.
not that he should have been nice to Chopper, but he was a complete asshole to Chopper. And then
He was.
he
Yeah.
kept setting the Mary on fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, I think it. You know, there wasn't a lot else really in these episodes to give it to, so.
Yeah, because I mean, and not to say that the other guy wasn't a threat, but kind of silly.
Yeah, he was like a
Dottori,
silly
yeah.
threat. Yeah.
Yep, I would agree with
Shira's more
that.
serious. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Cool. And MVPs.
No clue.
I went with Robin or Gonfall. Either one would have worked for me. Because, I mean, I think Robin's scenes were more interesting, but I think Gonfall, like, I liked the scene with him and Konos and Paguya, but then also coming to Chopper's rescue the way he did, even though he definitely did not have to. And then also the, you know, him just keeping and Paguya and Konus like out of sight from Eneru, because he is essentially using his house as a safe house right now. Oh, that's something I was going to mention before, whenever you were talking about the pumpkin juice. So something to remember is, because this is everything up there is clouds, Konus probably has never had pumpkin juice before.
Oh yeah, because they can't
Because
grow
it,
stuff.
yeah, they can't grow stuff. So that
Wait, what
probably
do they
was a
eat?
fur.
How do they eat?
So that's the th they showed a lot of food when like Sanji was cooking and stuff like that at their house, but they never really said what it was.
Fish? Skyfish?
Probably, yeah.
But it's illegal to catch
Cloudberries?
some of them.
Yeah,
Cloudberries.
it's so
Those are
I don't
real.
know. They never, yeah, they didn't really go in depth into it, but yeah, that was definitely something that I thought about. It was like, oh, well, that's probably the first time I've ever had that.
Fair.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm good with Gonfall. I know Amanda mentioned him as well.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like he was so much more involved here, and he did a lot to help out both sides of the episodes,
Yeah,
all
I think that's
parties.
fair. All right. Next week we have episodes 164 to 168. And Whitney, Amanda, anything else before we head on out of here?
No.
Yeah, no, sorry, that was lame.
Was trying to think of something witty, but no.
No.
I mean, I just I'm hoping that more of the lore and the history are next time, because I want to know more about all the places. And I like when that little bit gets put in there. So I'm thankful for Nico.
Just the extra little bit of history and insight that she adds and know what's going on, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to us this week. I'm sure it was a struggle. You can support
Well.
the you can support the show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. And you can also support the show by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It really means a lot. So yeah, think about it. Anyway, I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.